Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad to have you listening. Today's topic is concentrating on God. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with the King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
The Length of Our Days, written and read by Meg Booker. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Therefore, choose life, that you and your offspring may live, loving the Lord your God, obeying his voice and holding fast to him. For he is your life and length of days, that you may dwell in the land of the Lord sworn to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 19 through 20. He is your life and length of days. Faith in this fact has gotten me through many hard days, days which felt heartbreakingly lonely and long, sometimes pointless, confusing, and unfair. What I knew about God, what we know about God, in the hard parts of life, makes all the difference. To choose life is to choose God himself, the ESV Global Study Bible explains. It is to trust in God's grace and the changes he makes in a person's heart. When we choose to believe God for who he is, then we believe who we are in Christ. We are able to see through his eyes. Life, though some days are painful and hard, is filled with joy. Concentrate on God. Be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Deuteronomy 31, 6. God does not want us to live our lives in fear and confusion. Clarity is found in Christ alone. Through him, we begin to see why the world is the way it is, why life is painful and unfair in some ways, and wonderful and fun in others. Sometimes, at the same time, it is the Lord who goes before you, Deuteronomy repeats. He will be with you. He will not leave or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. Deuteronomy 31:8. Life can be scary and confusing, but we get to walk in the clarity and confidence of Christ Jesus. God knew his people would be prone to wander away from him, so he made a way through Christ Jesus for us to be with him always. His word written on our hearts, his Holy Spirit living in us. Paul wrote to the Philippians, "What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you." Philippians 4:9. Paul knew God. He knew Jesus. He knew the Holy Spirit. His confidence and insight were rooted in who God is, not in his circumstances or abilities. He trusted God to move right where he was at, and God did. God isn't surprised by our daily circumstances. He prepares us for them and is with us in them. Intersecting faith and life. Practice these things, immerse yourself in them, so that all may see your progress. 1 Timothy 4:15. Confidence comes from our surrender to God daily. Control belongs in his capable hands. As we draw closer to God, the change is visible. His effect on our lives affects others around us. None of it is coincidence. He is the life and length of our days. His will for our lives is good, purposeful, and meant to bring glory to him. He wants to be with us for all of our days. Paul wrote, "For I know that through your prayers and the help of the Spirit of Christ Jesus, this will turn out for my deliverance." Philippians 1:19. If Paul could trust God from jail, we can trust God with our deliverance. Jesus died so we would live the length of our days to the full, and the key in doing so is to come close to God. Prayerfully, through the movement of the Holy Spirit, we can choose never to be parted from him. Additional reading, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 17. Luke chapter 21, verse 13. And 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 1.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Is life feeling chaotic? I get it. I'm Rachel Wojo, host of the Untangling Life podcast. Don't miss the passionate encouragement and faith-based resources you need to help you clear your head and calm your heart. As Shell says, it feels like Rachel always knows what I need to hear. She keeps it real and is so humble. Her podcast is just the cherry on top. Enjoy Untangling Life with Rachel Wojo on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast app now.